Sunday afternoon session. Brother Brian K. Ashton, second counselor in the Sunday School General Presidency. The Father. In the premortal world, we were born as spirits to heavenly parents and lived with them as a family. They knew us, taught us, and loved us. We wanted very much to be like our Heavenly Father. However, to do so, we recognized that we would have to, 1. Obtain glorified, immortal, physical bodies. 2. Be married and form families by the sealing power of the priesthood. And 3. Acquire all knowledge, power, and divine attributes. Consequently, the Father created a plan that would allow us, upon certain conditions, to obtain physical bodies that would become immortal and glorified in the resurrection, marry and form families in mortality, or, for the faithful who did not have this opportunity, after mortality, progress toward perfection, and ultimately return to our heavenly parents and live with them and our families in a state of exaltation and eternal happiness. Heavenly Father guides us and gives us the experiences we need based on our strengths, weaknesses, and choices so that we might bear good fruit. I invite you to trust that Heavenly Father knows how to exalt you. Seek His daily sustaining help and press forward with faith in Christ even when you cannot feel God's love. There is much we do not understand about becoming like the Father, but I can testify with certainty that striving to become like the Father is worth every sacrifice. The sacrifices we make here in mortality, no matter how great, are simply incomparable to the immeasurable joy, happiness, and love we will feel in God's presence. If you are struggling to believe it is worth the sacrifices you are asked to make, the Savior calls to you, saying, "Ye have not as yet understood how great blessings the Father hath prepared for you. Ye cannot bear all things now. Nevertheless, be of good cheer, for I will lead you along." Doctrine and Covenants 78:17-18. See the full address at conference.lds.org. Read by Holly Anderson.